Phonics Booster Books, number 39. Fair is fair. In the old, old West, there was a baker who had a bake shop. Each morning, the baker got up before anyone else in town. First, he had to build a fire to warm the kitchen. Then, he would bake and bake and bake. The most wonderful smells drifted out of the bakery. They floated through the air all over town. "Mmm," people said. "Those yummy smells make us hungry." They followed their noses to the baker's shop. All day long, people came to the bakery. Some came to get cakes and pies. Others just came to sniff the sweet air. They smiled as they walked away. The baker did not smile back. He hated to think that someone was getting something for free. "How dare those people smile and just walk away," the baker grumbled. "The air is sweet because I baked all morning. If they liked the smell, they should pay me for it." "Now, Pa," said the biggest little girl, "calm down. You can't sell air now, can you?"
"Why not, Missy?" the baker said. "Someday, maybe someday, I will."
The next day, a cowboy came into town. It was payday, and money jingled in his pocket. The cowboy rode his mare past the town square and down the main street. He had a day to spend in town. He smiled and tipped his hat to the people who walked by. The cowboy looked all the town shops. There were so many things he could get. He jumped down from the mare's back. He patted his horse on the neck. "Wait right here, girl," he said. "I'll be back in a little while." The cowboy went into one shop. He came out wearing a new pair of blue jeans. He lugged a big sack of feed for his mare. Next, the cowboy went to see the barber. He sat in the big red chair.
"Shave and a haircut, please," he said.
Two other men came in to wait for haircuts. "I went to see the baker," one man said. "I asked him for pies for the town's picnic on Sunday."
"The baker?" the other man laughed.
"I'll bet he told you he had nothing to spare. He saves every crumb that falls in his shop. Then he bags them up and sells them as chicken feed. His pies are the best anywhere. But that baker is as greedy as can be."
The cowboy laughed too. "It sounds like this baker must make some great pies. I think I'll stop by his shop before I leave town." The cowboy strolled over to the bakery. He stared in the window. "Hmm," he said. The baker had made a pear pie that morning. The cowboy stared at it hungrily. He reached down into his pocket. All he had left was one small coin. "It's a long time until payday," the cowboy said sadly. For a while, the cowboy sat on the stairs, sniffing the air. Then he got up and grinned to the baker.
I can't get any pie today," he said. "But those pears sure smell good. I'll come back my very next payday."
"How dare you," the baker yelled. "This isn't fair. You had a fine time smelling my pies. I don't care what you say. If you don't pay for the pie smell, it's just like stealing." The cowboy scratched his head. He didn't know what to think. Was the baker out of his mind? "Now come on," the cowboy said. "I never even came into your shop. I don't owe you a cent." The baker's face got very red.
"Missy, go and get the judge. Tell him we have a case for him.
Missy raced down the street. She ran upstairs to the porch outside of Town Hall. A man in faded blue jeans sat there. He was napping in the morning sun.
"Wake up, Judge," Missy said to the man. "Pa sent me. He says that a cowboy is trying to steal from him. You'd better come quick."
The judge stretched.
"Well now," he said. "Wait just a bit."
He gave Missy a piece of candy.
"I do my best thinking afternoon."
"Tell your pa and the cowboy to meet me at 1 o'clock. I'll be waiting in the town square."
By 1 o'clock, the town square was filled with people. Everyone was waiting for the judge. The baker paced back and forth.
"Fair is fair," he told Missy. "I wrote a speech to explain why I am right. After I read it, the judge is sure to agree with me."
The cowboy tied his mare to a tree.
"Girl," he whispered, "I'm starting to get scared. That baker is so sure he's right. What will the judge say?"
At last, the judge arrived. He was wearing a long blue robe. He had his rocking chair with him. The judge sat himself down and thumped on the side of his chair.
"Now, baker, tell me about your problem."
The baker looked at his speech.
"Judge," he said, "that cowboy tried to steal from me. He sat down right outside my shop. He stayed and smelled my pear pie. Then he tried to walk away without paying a cent. Judge, that is just not fair. I expect to get paid for what I bake. I made the pie. I made the smell of the pie, too."
"The cowboy breathed in the smell, so he owes me money."
"Or else he's just plain robbing me," the baker yelled.
The judge looked at the cowboy.
Is what the baker said true? He asked.
The cowboy scratched his head.
"I smelled the pie, Judge, and it was a mighty good smell. But I was just sitting outside of this baker's shop. Do I really have to pay for air?"
The judge held out his hand. "Cowboy, let me see your money. In fact, hold it up so everyone can see it." The cowboy fished around in his pocket. He pulled out his last coin.
"Thanks, Judge," said the baker. "I knew you would be fair." He reached for the cowboy's money.
"Hold on there," the judge said.
"You got to see the cowboy's money," the judge said to the baker. "That's all you get. I say that the fair price for smelling pie is seeing money. You have just been paid."
The crowd burst out laughing.
"And one more thing," the judge added. "You called me over here. I judged your case. Now I need to be paid for my time. My price is free pie for everyone."
And so the baker had to give away all his pear pie. Because after all, fair is fair.